November 24th, 2017. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am here, your heavenly Father. I come yet again to strengthen and unite the good and to expose evil. These are the times when not only people but nations must unite in a common effort to weaken evil efforts to dominate the world. The enemy knows who to oppose. He has as his target all that is good and worthy. The just man, however, stands confused and compromised as to what is good and what is evil. This is Satan's handiwork. The enemy does not come in obvious ways, carrying a pitchfork and bearing horns. He is more clever than you realize, and comes clothed in goodness, which is a compromise of the truth. You must pray for wisdom to discern good from evil. Nations must guard their independence by forming strong allegiance to one another through the truth. I desire to give special graces to certain world leaders to enable them to see into the hearts of other world leaders and the hearts of other nations, so as to deal with hidden agendas in hearts. Never before has this been so necessary. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 2, 8 through 10. See to it that no one makes a prey of you by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have come to fullness of life in him, who is the head of all rule and authority. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.